You just can never conceive how he does things. So if you'd just bow your heads with me. Father, without you we can do nothing. So I'm asking you now to just release your grace and your anointing so that we can be obedient to what you've called us to be and called us to do. In Jesus' name. Amen? I want to take you with Matthew chapter 9 tonight, just for a little walk with his word. In verse 1, you're going to see, I pray, the word restoration. It's not in this word, but this is the word that the Lord gave me tonight during the time that I was searching for what he was trying to pull me and coordinate me. And I kept hearing that word. Restoration is of the order. The restoration is now. Restoration is today. Restoration is this moment. And it's a feast of restoration. It's a feast to take that which was broken and remake it and make it well. So Jesus stepped into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own town. Home. How about that? Some men brought to him a paralytic lying on a mat. And when Jesus saw their faith, so what is he looking for? He's looking to see not necessarily the person who's on the mat, but the ones that are bringing him. Do you ever bring somebody to a service and say, oh my God, what are you going to do with this man, Lord, or woman? When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, why did he have to see their faith before he spoke? Go ahead.
They did not please God, so there's no pleasure and no work to be done.
All right. So without faith, you can't please God? So in other words, why waste our time? That's really what Jesus is saying. There are times that he's going to look at you, and he's going to see if you've got any faith in you to receive, or to bring someone else with you to that communion table. So if you're going to the communion table, go with faith, because God's looking at your heart. Go with faith, believing that he's doing something. Take heart, son. Your sins are forgiven. So the buddies are the instrument God is using to deliver this man from his. Awesome, isn't it? This guy doesn't even probably know he is sinning. Or isn't knowledgeable to the degree. But the Lord is speaking. That's red letter edition, by the way. Take heart. In other words, get happy, young man. Your sins are forgiven. At this, some of the teachers of the law said to themselves, ha ha ha, this fellow is blaspheming. Or blaspheming. Knowing their thoughts, Jesus said, why do you entertain evil thoughts in your hearts? Which is easier to say your sins are forgiven, or to say get up and walk? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. Get up, take your mat, and go home. But I want you to see what he calls himself. Jesus calls himself not the Son of God. He's the Son of Man. What is he really saying by that comment? Who and what is a Son of Man?
Who's operating as a man.
He was operating as a man. Why?
To show that it can be done. done by then.
Aha. The excuse a lot of people say before they pray is, well, if I was God, it'd be no problem. Na 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 na. Well, you're a man. Or a woman. A man with a womb. And if you're a woman or a man, period, you are part of the human race. Jesus came to reestablish man's authority in the earth. He came to blow the lid off of sin. He also came to get rid of the law and make it of no effect and to complete what was required of the law. So that's why when you looked inside of the ark, there's nothing in it. Not needed anymore. We need it as an example of what God did, but I believe once he sprinkled his blood on there, what happened? Yeah. So, what happens when we constantly focus on how sinful we are? Or did you forget the lesson that our friend gave us? That's what we get. More concentration. More sin. Jesus came to look at this young man, the men that brought him, and they said, look, we know that God can take care of this through a man. Now, they might have had the thoughts that they were going to see the Son of God, but he straightened them out, didn't he? He flatly let them know the Son of Man has authority. Now, does that mean that you have authority? Yes, it does. Now, I could take you to John, towards the end of the book, and the Lord says, to whom you forgive, they are forgiven them. And I don't want to go there, but you need to realize that you have power. By your choice, you can either retain or release people who are sinning against you. Or against the ones you love. Or against your body. You say, well, that gives me an awful lot of responsibility, and I don't like responsibility, so I think I'll just lay down and die. Let somebody else pray for me. How many have ever had those kind of feelings and thoughts? I have. Get so disgusted with myself because I don't think I have any value in my own eyes. And the enemy just takes me for a ride. And I can't blame everything on him because I've made choices. And I'm not picking on anybody. I'm just trying to tell you I've walked there. I have walked in those places. Yesterday we had quite an experience with Diana Drew's family. Judy, how many people would you say were there?
Maybe 30.
In that main room, but there was some other in the other room and in the foyer.
And you know, I guess she was one of the directors, a female.
Funeral director.
She was in the other room standing, making sure everything was in order.
Yeah.
And you would have had, I had full view of her all the time the service was going on. And boy, was she receiving.
Well, she came to me at the end of the service and she had some comments, and that's between me and the Lord and her. But I can say that the anointing in that place was very, very special. And I got to meet a little girl that I knew about for 20-something years. Because I had worked with Diana, and she had given away a little girl because she had no choice for adoption. And we got to meet her yesterday. It was an intense journey to watch Diana had two girls and a son named Paul. Sue, maybe most of you don't know, but I've known her for a long time. I counseled with her many years ago. And she used to come down from the Berkshires, and we used to spend some quality time together. So I've known Sue for many years. But Pam, of course, was part of Grace Church, so most of you probably remember Pam. Pam is struggling, so keep her in your prayer. But the neat part is that we got to meet their half-sister. And she has five children.
The most beautiful children. I mean, it was like...
gorgeous kids.
Absolutely. And the one girl, how old do you think she was when
they got the I would say maybe 10.
It
blows your socks off. Okay. Well, I can tell you that this young lady blew my socks off again this morning because we had about 35, 40 minutes on the phone because she called this morning. And we ended up discussing quite a few things, but I think what's most important is she told me of the impact of her dad's words, because her dad that brought her up came to this funeral. I mean, and he's sitting there with his grandchildren, and then he gets up to speak about the gift that Diana had for him. Because he's the one that received her as a little girl, as a little child. And he says, and look what God has provided. And he's pointing to his five children that are now his grandchildren. So you see, we watched what you could say was the foul-up of a young girl when she was struggling with three kids of her own, having another child, having no way to go forward because all the doors were blocked. And I know the circumstances, but I'm not going to go there. But I'm trying to show you that this woman, woman, man, you understand? A person had the willingness to give this child up and let God take care of her and bring her up and then let her be brought back into her life. And I had the privilege of praying that prayer years back and now seeing the fruits of that prayer 21, 22 years later. What am I saying to you? It was watching miracle after miracle in that one room. And then towards the end, the Lord nudged me to have them raise their hands if they wanted to know Jesus more. And to my surprise, many, many hands went up. And so we went one step further. And I said, for Diana, who's here in the spirit, you know, like in the cloud of witnesses, would you take a chance and stand up and pray with us? And to my wonderful surprise, they all stood up. And two little girls that were sitting in the front row looked at each other like, everybody's standing up, so we better stand up. So peer pressure was working on the other direction. Did you ever see? Usually it's the other way around. You know, they just like crunch. No, they all got up. And they all said the prayer. And they all repented and asked God to forgive them. And called upon the blood of the Lamb to wash them clean. And God's angels had a party. What am I saying to you? What people would call, and her sister had an incredible testimony, saying that all these years she thought her sister never accomplished anything. And now she was asking God to forgive her for judging her and finding fault with her. I mean, talk about humble pie. It was awesome. It was just awesome to watch God having a party at a funeral. What am I saying to you? The Son of Man looked and he saw their faith. Yesterday, I took heart and I saw my sins were forgiven. And then I watched God forgive them. What am I saying? Take heart to really look at who you are as a man and a woman of God. a man or a woman of God has the power to go forward if you choose to go forward. But if you choose to go backwards, and I'm not saying you're going to do this without pain. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, I'm not accusing anybody. I'm telling you there's times that I did these things afraid. I did them in pain. I did them by choice. And the feelings and the emotions didn't go away. When we had the Day of Atonement on Friday, you talk about negative forces having a field day. I wasn't able to walk for Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I finally got free today. Terrible pain in my left foot. Wouldn't get let up. So much so that I hardly was able to make it up the stairs. Terrible pains in my right knee. Every joint supplies. And I said, Lord, I am persevering. I didn't tell anybody. But the Holy Ghost knew, because when I went over to be anointed tonight, guess what part of my body was anointed with that wonderful oil? And the word was, Kim, every joint supplies. I was having trouble with the ankle, the top of the foot, the back of the leg. Didn't want to work. What am I saying? The joints have to be lubricated by God's word as well as God's oil. Forgive yourself. Go forward. You're a man and a woman of God. Walk forward. Keep on going. And believe that the Son of Man has given you freedom and liberty to walk in those places. And one of the things that happened on a conversation this morning was when we prayed, as we were closing our conversation with Jackie, I said, Jackie, I'm only going to say this because it's being bouncing into my heart like a rubber ball. I said, but I loved you, Mom. But she had a weakness. She says, yeah. What was it? And she had a hard time forgiving herself. I said, so you're her daughter. How well do you forgive yourself? She says, I don't. Have you ever prayed a prayer to forgive yourself for the mistakes you've made? No. I've never done that before. I said, well, it's like, you know, right now, good idea. Could we do it? And we began to pray because she volunteered to go forward. By choice. We agreed that the blood of Jesus Christ had washed her sins away. And we better agree with what God had done yesterday. And she could agree today to go forward and forgive herself and walk in freedom. She was today an anointed vessel to release forgiveness to herself. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes right now. If you have a nudge, put your hand over your heart and repeat after me, Lord Jesus. Many times I'm waiting for God to forgive me. And He's already done His part. Tonight, I'm choosing as an act of my will that He has already forgiven me. 1 John 1:9 says He is faithful to forgive me. And now I'm going to forgive myself. Just like Jesus chose to act and forgive this young man. Set him free from his sin. I'm setting myself free by the blood of Jesus Christ. Totally free from the sin that blinded me and laid guilt on me. Lord Jesus, I agree with Jesus. You are right, Lord. No more self-blame. No more self-condemnation. No more picking on God's child. Today.
Today.
I release total freedom to my heart.
Release total freedom to my heart.
Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. I'm asking you to heal, Lord. Especially the emotions. Because sometimes the emotions want to run away. And they want to overrule the truth of God's Word. Amen? Did you look your neighbor in the eye? I've been forgiven. And I've forgiven myself. And I'm in agreement with you. That's the truth. Not guilty. Because of the blood. Hallelujah. Did the young man walk away in freedom? Get up, take your mat, and go home. And the man got up and went home. And when the crowd saw this, they were filled with... And this is the last day of the days of awe. Enjoy it. You've got it till tomorrow night. As I was praying and reading this word, I said, Lord, is it going to be a awe day tomorrow? Or is it going to be an awe day tomorrow? I pray for an awe day tomorrow, who had given us such authority. Look at God, who had given such authority to women. To women! Can you imagine? That's Kim's version. Men and women, you are more than what you realize. Now may the anointing and the refreshing wind of God take you higher than you've ever been before as we are on the edge of this restoration, knowing who we are in Christ and understanding that all the weapons that are formed against us cannot prosper. In Jesus' name, they cannot prosper. Isaiah 54:17. Amen?
Amen.
Share some hugs with each other. You have an addition. Go for it. We're ready.
When we were talking earlier about the looking at sin,
yes.
What came into my mind immediately is when I used to teach motorcycle safety course or assist with it.
Yep.
One of the first rules when you're taking a corner on a motorcycle is look where you want to go, because where your eyes are is where that bike's going to end up.
Uh-huh.
You're trying to go around the corner, you're looking at a gutter. That bike will end up in that gutter.
Because where your focus is where you'll land.
Where it's going to go, no matter what you tell your arms.
It goes where your eyes go. So wherever you're focused on the negative, you're going to get more negative. If you're focused on the solution, go forward to the solution. Be blessed. Go forward.